Well, I thank all of you very much for the very nice reception. I'm as happy to see all of you as you appear, all gathered here in this part of Poland for another year or another few months of the Lakshmi Nrisimhadev Traveling Festival program, this great Mahayagya, which brings auspiciousness both to those who participate in the Yagya and anyone who comes in contact with the Yagya through hearing the holy names of the Lord, through receiving transcendental literature, through tasting Bhagavad Prasadam, or experiencing many of the cultural activities that we'll be presenting on our festival tour this season. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna explains the benefit of these yagyas, how the world is blessed by the performance of yagya. He says, in the beginning, I sent forth generations of men and demigods, and I blessed them that by the performance of this yagya, all desirable things will be bestowed upon you. So we have different types of desires. We have different types of needs. We have our material needs, and within our hearts we have our spiritual needs as well. And by yagya vai Vishnu, by pleasing the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the ultimate benefactor of all living entities, all these desires are fulfilled. Prosperity reigns within society when people engage in the yagya, both material and spiritual prosperity. Because when the Lord sees that our cooperative attitude and our desire to serve Him and to love Him, then He naturally takes care of us, just like a loving father takes care of his children. Krishna says, Yogi Kshemam Bahamyaham. For my devotees, I protect what they have and I provide whatever they lack. The children are actually incapable of providing all their own necessities, but the father, he does that out of his mercy, out of his compassion. So Nitya Nityanam Chaitanas Chaitananam Ekobahanam Yova Didatikam. Upanishads describe that out of all the eternal beings, there is one who is maintaining and fulfilling the desires of everyone. So the Lord, He arranges for the material facilities of the living entity through the agency of the demigods. The demigods are actually His devotees who accept the very weighty responsibility of administrating the material creation. Demigods are devotees, and when they see that the human society is engaged in the performance of yagya, which means acts which are meant to please the Lord, they naturally feel some desire to help the human society. It's natural. There's a saying, love me, love my dog. If you're walking down the street and you simply pet the dog of someone, then because that person loves the dog, then immediately they feel some affection for you. So the demigods are devotees. If they see that within human society there's a sentiment to please Krishna, to please God, they actually feel some sentiment towards them, that human society, and they bless them. They bless them. Just like our practical experiences in the last several months, we've been traveling to raise funds for the yagya. And without hardly any effort, just all our service was just to give some harikatha, speak about Krishna, chant with the devotees, share our meager realizations in Krishna consciousness with those devotees. But this attempt to glorify the Lord for the purpose of pushing on this festival program. Mother Lakshmi has blessed us beyond our wildest imagination. So much, Prabhupada said, to push on a movement like this, so much man, money, and capital is required. So how did we raise the Lakshmi that was required? this program. We just tried to glorify Lord Narayan, Lord Krishna, and Lakshmi Devi. It's as if the Lakshmi is falling from the sky. Whereas a materialistic person has to struggle so hard, and he receives his reward due to his past destiny, because a devotee is working on behalf of the Supreme Lord to spread his glories, and he gets the cooperation even of demigods. During our travels, I was often thinking of the classic picture of Lakshmi Devi. She's, you know, for her worshippers, they portray her as somewhere in the clouds, and her worshippers are like this, and then her hands are like this, and from her hands is coming a rain of golden coins. So like that, if we try to serve the demigod's beloved Krishna, then they will, in their own way, they will cooperate. Even Krishna, he says, for my devotee, I protect what he has and I provide whatever he lacks. When Prabhupada was a little boy, his father, Gomohan Dey, tried to instill in him this idea that if we just surrender to Krishna and serve Krishna's desires, everything will be provided. We don't have to worry. And he said, he told Prabhupada, or he told Abai, little Abai, he said, if the Supreme Lord wants to take something from you, he has 10 arms. And what your ten hands, what your 2 little hands can hold on to. If he has his 10 hands, he can take from your 2 little hands what your 2 little hands can hold on to. And if he wants to give to you with his 10 hands, how much your 2 little hands can hold. The Lord wants to give to his devotee. How much does your, he has 10 hands, you see, what your 2 hands can hold. So of course, na dhanam na janam na sundarim kavicham va dagadisha kamai mama janmani janmani ishore bhavata bhakti aitaki toi. The devotee's not interested in wealth, he's not interested in enjoying the opposite sex, he's not interested in name or fame, he simply wants to serve the Lord of his heart, birth after birth after birth. And if we collectively show that desire to Krishna, then he'll give us all facility for our service. So we see that this is the secret to prosperity, even material prosperity. Prabhupada said there's an intimate link between human society, the demigods, and the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And if human society simply learned this one simple fact, that by pleasing Vishnu, by pleasing Krishna, all prosperity will reign. What to speak of spiritual prosperity, blessings that come from the saints and blessings that come from the Supreme Personality of Godhead to help us in our service. So this is the yajna for this age. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. And we are assembling all the ingredients for this yajna now. Days of yore, when there was a yajna for Vishnu, then you had to make the sacrificial arena, you had to build the place for the kunda for the fire, you had to assemble all the grains, you had to assemble the ghee, you had to assemble the wood, you had to assemble all the brahmanas, you had to assemble the people, even demigods would come. So now we are assembling all the ingredients for this yajna, this big Sankirtan yajna. Our trucks, our blue truck, our yellow truck, our stage, our curtains, our paraphernalia, our drums, our kartals. This is like our kushagrass. Kushagrass, the Brahmins would sit in the kushagrass, this would make everything auspicious. So all this paraphernalia we're assembling. And whenever there was a yajna in Vedic culture, and then everyone would take notice because everyone would benefit in one way or another. So also this great yajna which we are about to perform, the whole world is taking notice. I can tell you that frankly, the whole world, all eyes are upon us. The netherworlds, the demoniac are watching. The general mass of people are curious and excited about the opportunity to come to the festival of India. And the demigods, I have no doubt, again, the demigods are cooperating with this wonderful weather we have. And so many ways, they're blessing. And we're praying that Srila Prabhupada's merciful glances upon us, and Prabhupada very much wanted the Sankirtan movement to be spread in a very big way. Prabhupada's plans were always very, very big, and he was encouraged when he heard the results of how the Sankirtan movement was spreading. He said it gave him life. This was his desire on this planet when he saw. Because the nature of a Vaishnava is that they are sorry when they see the people bereft of Krishna consciousness, and they're happy when they see the people getting the opportunity for Krishna consciousness. These are our desires. We have desires. We cannot be desireless. We're not like Buddhists who simply want to become void, or Mayavadis who want to merge into the oneness of Brahman. We have desires, and our desires are very strong. Our desires are to see the people get the opportunity for Krishna consciousness. This is what we live for. This is all that a Vaishnava really lives for. He just lives for seeing people become happy with Krishna consciousness. Because a devotee himself knows that there's really no happiness outside of Krishna consciousness. We often quote Prabhupada, "I've been everywhere, I've seen everything. My advice to all of you is you just take sannyas." We have, in other words, we just want to renounce this. There's nothing in this world which is attractive. We've understood that real happiness is chanting Hare Krishna, Hare
Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare,
Hare
Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
We're 100% convinced that there's nothing superior to this Yuga Dharma. Oh my Lord, your holy name alone can render all benedictions upon the living entities. Thus you have hundreds of millions of names like Krishna, Govinda, etc. You've invested all your transcendental energies within the sound of your name. You've made approach to you very easy through the sound of your name. But unfortunately, just little attraction is there. But everything is there in the chanting of the holy names. And we're enjoying it so much that gradually our material desires are drying up. If you don't water the plant, it eventually dries up. So we don't have time to attend to our material desires because we're too busy spreading the Sankirtan movement. Sometimes they pop their little nasty heads up. We just loudly chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, 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 Hare Hare.
So we are tasting daily the nice kirtans of Sri Prahlad Prabhu and Sribi and others, and relishing each other's association, the ecstasy of worshipping Gandharvika Girihari, the tasty prasadam that we have, the wonderful philosophy that we have, and we're just bubbling over with enthusiasm to share this with the common people who are just suffering in the material world. Bereft of Krishna consciousness, life is simply misery. Whether you're rich or poor, educated or illiterate, beautiful or ugly, fat or skinny, life is suffering without Krishna consciousness. We have the very special opportunity that we can share this Krishna consciousness, not just with one or two or three people like in days of yore. Days of yore, this was a very confidential secret Krishna consciousness. It wasn't shared with very many people. Only a few people had access to this wonderful understanding of going back home, back to Godhead, to Goloka Vrindavan. But something very special happened 500 years ago, that Krishna came as Lord Chaitanya and he opened up the dam of Krishna consciousness to flood the entire world with this ecstasy that comes from chanting and dancing. Hare Krishna, Hare
Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
We live in very historic times, actually. Because Krishna, he only appears once in a day of Brahma. And Lord Chaitanya, he also appears only once in a day of Brahma. And what is a day of Brahma? A day of Brahma is 1,000 Divya Yugas. And what's a Divya Yuga? A Divya Yuga is four ages, Satya, Treta, Dvapara, and Kali. That's a Divya Yuga. 1,000 Divya Yugas is one day of Brahma. Satya, Treta, Dvapara, Kali is one Divya Yuga. 1,000 of those four cycles is one day of Brahma. And Krishna comes once in a day of Brahma. And Lord Chaitanya comes once in a day of Brahma. And Krishna appeared 5,000 years ago, which is just like yesterday in the cosmic time. And Lord Chaitanya appeared 500 years ago, which is about 1 hour ago in cosmic time. And Srila Prabhupada appeared, you know, he was within our midst 30 years ago, which is 1 second ago. Lord Chaitanya introduced this principle. You know, once in a day of Brahma, he comes, and living entities get the special benediction that if they hear Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
all sins are washed away, all their material desires are uprooted, and that prema, that love of God, is there within the heart, and very quickly begins to worship. So somehow or other, we're getting to assist Krishna, we're getting to assist Lord Chaitanya, we're assisting Srila Prabhupada in the sacred mission of distributing the holy name. One of my godbrothers, Vyasaki Prabhu, who's a famous kirtaneer, he wrote a book called Radha Damodar Vilas. This book, Radha Damodar Vilas, is about the deities of Radha Damodar that very mystically came from India, were worshipped for a short time in a temple, and they became the presiding deities of the famous Radha Damodar Party. The Radha Damodar Party was organized by our departed godbrother, His Holiness Tamal Krishna Goswami, and our departed godbrother Vishnu John Swami, who are no doubt serving Srila Prabhupada elsewhere in ecstatic Sankirtan movement of Lord Chaitanya. They organized the Radha Damodar traveling Sankirtan party, which for a number of years, several years, crisscrossed America back and forth with those beautiful deities. And Vishnu John Maharaj, he would go to the universities during the daytime with a small group of devotees, Radha Damodar deities. He would sit on the lawn and preach Krishna consciousness, encourage the students to chant, to dance, maybe join their Sankirtan party. Tamal Krishna Maharaj, he encouraged the brahmacharis, it was all just brahmacharis and sannyasis on that party, to go out every day and flood the cities with books like this. So the book distribution was going out, and the kirtan was going out, and all so many, I mean, just there was a flood of mercy going out. Flood of mercy. Krishna consciousness spread like wildfire because of that very intense festival program. Eventually that festival program came to a conclusion after quite, actually a very short time. I think Tamal Krishna Maharaj, he went to China to start Krishna consciousness and so forth and so on. But just those few years remain the sacred memory of that Radha Damodar traveling festival program remains embedded in the hearts of the American devotees. I can see that. And actually in his book, Radha Damodar Vilas, Vyasaki, he dedicates that book to the sacred memory of the Radha Damodar traveling Sankirtan program, because it was so auspicious. So many thousands, hundreds of thousands of people got mercy. So I was thinking, that's very nice, but I hope that we never have to refer to the Lakshmana Sringadev program, the sacred memory of the Lakshmana Sringadev traveling festival. I was thinking like that. I mean, I touched that book to my head, remembering how many of my godbrothers joined the movement as a result of that bus program. They'd sweep through town and just literally pick guys off the street, you know, put them in the bus and shave their heads, you know, and give them a bead bag, and then now you're a Hare Krishna. Okay, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. They convinced many students, many professors, you know, but then it stopped. And now there's the sacred memory of the Radha Damodar traveling festival. So when I was looking at that book the other day on the bookshelf in Los Angeles, I was thinking, I was praying to Prabhupada, praying to Lord Chaitanya, praying to Radha and Krishna, praying to Lord Nisringadev that, you know, that I'll never have to refer to the Lakshmana Nisringadev traveling festival book, the sacred memory. But that by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, this festival can continue to grow and grow and grow and expand and fulfill Prabhupada's dreams that, you know, millions of people become blessed with Krishna consciousness. And it'll be possible if we maintain this very strong desire to save the conditioned soul. And we put all our own personal desires to the side. Of course, we have our personal needs, which we have to attend to, but those nasty desires, that the evil desires that are lust and anger and greed, keep them down by good kirtan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Fear personified is afraid of the holy name. Even death personified is afraid of the holy name. So what to speak of this? Desires, keep those desires down. If we follow Prabhupada's formula, in our lives, preaching is the essence, books are the basis, books is another form of kirtan, Utility is the principle, and purity is the force. If we keep pure in our hearts by strictly maintaining regulative principles and becoming addicted to this chanting, becoming mad for chanting Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
If we maintain, if we minimize our material desires and maximize our spiritual desires to preach and share Krishna consciousness with others, then I am convinced that this festival will only grow year after year after year after year, because it's almost mystical how it's happening. It's just mystical how Krishna is giving all facility. And we're receiving blessings from so many devotees. All over the world, devotees are writing. They're just on the edge of their seats. You know, what's going to happen at the first festival? Literally, it's like, you know, in television, they have those series. You know, they do it in series, right? So they leave you at the most exciting moment, that they stop, and you have to wait till next Tuesday to see part two, part three. So, you know, through the medium of the diary and the Back to Godhead magazine and the internet, and, you know, the whole world, it's just, you know, adopted this program. They really have. And they're on the edge of their seats. They just can't wait to hear how the, you know, this part of Poland's going to be flooded by the nectar of the Holy Name. So we are so blessed. We are so fortunate to be serving Srila Prabhupada in the limelight like that. Although we shouldn't take any credit. We should just consider ourselves somehow other, by the causeless mercy of the Lord, we are all here in this position. We shouldn't take one iota of credit that we have done anything that has made this festival successful. It's just that, well, Prabhupada said one time, he said, in the beginning, Krishna sent me a few good men because I had to start the movement. So you are all those good men and those good women who, you know, have been assembled. You've been chosen. You're the chosen few. Like the Jews say, they're the chosen few. You're the chosen few, but the difference between the Jews is that, and us, is that the Jews think that you have to be born into that religion in order to get, go back to the heaven. But here, your birth begins when you hear Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So let us execute this service very humbly. Trinada Pisa Nichana, Tora Pisa Hisana, Manina, Manina, Kirtana Yatsada Hari, with the servants of Gandharvika Girdhari, with the servant of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, our disciple succession, Srila Prabhupada, we're each other's servants. We address each other as Prabhu. And we are the servants of the people. Without the people, what would this festival be? It wouldn't be anything. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he says, Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan movement also exists in the spiritual sky. If you look very carefully at the original painting of the Bhagavatam, you know, there's Radha and Krishna, there's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his Sankirtan party in the corner of Goloka Vrindavan. But he points out that the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are even more ecstatic in the material world. Because here that chanting is liberating the conditioned souls. The chanting of Hare Krishna is dispelling the darkness of ignorance from their hearts and awakening that frame of mind. So that's what makes the Sankirtan Mahaprabhu's pastimes so wonderful in the material world. He's just delivering all these conditioned souls back home, back to Godhead. So what would our efforts be without the people? So we're servant of the people. We need the people to go out. And, you know, sometimes they're inimical and they're this and they're that, and okay, but they're crazy. Because they're influenced by the modes of ignorance and passion and greed. So, but we know in the heart of hearts, they're all Krishna bhaktis. Even the sickest person out there is Krishna bhaktis. So we have to be extremely tolerant, a little crafty, how to deliver them. There's a Bengali proverb, how to go fishing without getting wet. You have to go out there and not be too affected by their sometimes demoniac nature. But you know, all these wonderful people, they set the scene for this great yajna, and it will be complete when we go out and we meet the people. And that's called Gaur Shakti, the Shakti of Gauranga. Is that when the Shakti of Gauranga meets the hearts of the conditioned souls, within that heart of the conditioned soul is aroused that desire. We're going to be witnessing all these great miracles during the next 3 months. The time will fly by, because when you're doing something that you like, you know, time goes very quickly. And when you're working into the modes of nature, time goes very slowly. So we have to relish every second of this great festival. And we can hardly wait for the first event. I think it's the 21st of this month. And again, everyone is watching. Radha and Krishna are watching. Panchatattva is watching. Our disciplic succession is watching because it's a special event. It's a very big preaching. And I can tell you, there's thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of devotees who are just on the edge of their seats, waiting for just any word from this festival. Any word they just want to hear. And they just lovingly gave so much support. I'll just give you one indication. You know, somehow or other, there was this couple in Seattle, Washington, and they received one chapter of the diary through the internet. It was one Indian man in Chicago. He sent it to all his business associates and his friends, and you know, and they just happened to end up on the list. They didn't even know the guy. They got this chapter, and then, you know, they asked him, because my name's not in the chapter, you know, who's written this? After much endeavor, they found out my name, and then they went on Google. Google's a, you know, it's a
search engine.
They type my name in, and it goes on, he writes a diary. They got my email address, and they wrote me, and they said that they wanted to meet me. So I received many letters like that. In the last 48 hours, I received 107 letters. Just to show you, 107 letters in 48 hours. So then, that's just one of the letters. You know, Jayanjan in Menuka, we'd like to know if we could meet you somewhere. So, sometimes it's hard to answer those letters. You try to do the ones that are, you know, the most urgent. So I just wrote back, well, I'll be in America. Where will you be in America? Well, I'll be in, you know, LA and Laguna and Tucson, Arizona. They said, okay, we'll meet you in Tucson, Arizona. Okay. So they flew, they said they were going to fly down to Tucson, Arizona. So my plans changed at the last moment, and I sent a quick email. Sorry, I'm not going to Tucson, I'm going to Laguna. They'd already bought their tickets. So they said, okay, we'll go to Laguna and Tucson. All right. So I did a program in Laguna Beach Temple, and I gave a lecture, you know, and it was a Sunday program, and it was nice, we had a beer time. And afterwards, this young Indian couple come up to me and they say, thank you very much for the nice program. We'd like to give a donation to your Polish tour. You know about the Polish tour? Oh yes, we read the diary. Okay, I looked quickly at the check of $50. Taking prasadam, and they're sitting a little in the distance, kind of looking at me like, look at that check. Oh, it's not $50, it's $5,000. Practically dropped it into my sweet rice. So, I'm not allowed to reveal too many figures, but that happened many times. So, the devotees were so loving and so generous and so reciprocating because, you know, everyone loves it when Krishna consciousness is successful. Ananda Bhuti Bhadavana. You know, they always talk about the old days. But the old days meant what? The movement was spreading like wildfire. So it's a simple formula. Preaching is the essence. Books are the basis. Kirtan is the basis. Utility is the principle and purity is the force. And if we just humbly try to apply that principle in our lives, we'll see that the Lord makes all arrangements. So we're gathering here for this great yoga. It's just about to begin. And others will be coming in the next few days. Different devotees. We met devotees in Russia, and we met devotees in Croatia, and we met devotees in Hungary, and they're coming from everywhere. Thousands of them, millions of them. And we have this very, very, very special nectarium. I know many of you have been working very hard throughout the year. There's specific devotees who have been working very, very, very hard, and all your hard work will be rewarded in a very short time when we take the Sankirtan. So I want to thank all of you, each and every one of you, for coming from wherever you've come from, Poland or wherever you've come in.